SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we travel to St. Anne's Bay for the NHF Health Festival, and later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a child safety tip. Welcome. Stay with us. You've probably heard of the St. Anne Kite Festival, but this is a fiesta of a different kind. The National Health Fund, NHF, is hosting a health festival with a focus on men. As part of its 5-star Health for Men program, the NHF will travel to St. Anne's Bay Health Center this Saturday, September 26. From 10 a.m., participants will be able to get screening checks for free, including PSA tests for prostate cancer, checks for blood pressure, blood sugar, high cholesterol, HIV, and ECGs. Doctors will be on site to perform consultations with males who attend. There will also be food demonstrations and giveaways. The Male Health Program was designed to address some major issues relating to chronic diseases in men. Statistics show that a high percentage of Jamaican men are at risk for cardiovascular disease. Men are often reluctant about participating in screening checks and do not take medication as prescribed. Acting Public Information Manager at the NHF, Charmaine Robotham, tells us the story behind the name 5-star.
We did a research as to what were the factors affecting men's health in Jamaica, and we found that a lot of men had problems with high blood pressure, with diabetes, with cholesterol. So we focused on encouraging them to do 5 things which will all impact on chronic illnesses, and that is to eat healthy, to work out or exercise, to get regular checkups, to take their medication as prescribed, and also to get adequate rest.
By doing the 5 things outlined, you become a 5-star health general. The 5-star Health for Men campaign targets men in the 30 to 55 age group, but you should consider going regardless of your age, and don't wait too late.
Trying to buy a home but finding it hard to come up with a 10 to 15% down payment? Well, it has just been made easier for you to get a 97% mortgage. Ask your mortgage provider if they participate in the mortgage insurance plan administered by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank and how you can qualify for a 97% mortgage. The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, facilitating safe and affordable home ownership for all Jamaicans.
Vision 2030, Jamaica's National Development Plan, is aimed at guiding the country's development over the next 15 years. By then, most of our children will be adults. This long-term plan can help determine the steps to take today to achieve the results we want for the future. Just as a good plan guides the construction of a tall building, so will Vision 2030 guide us in building a secure and prosperous nation. For more information, visit www.vision2030.gov.jm. Now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
I can remember back in these days, as children, we in this moonshine, we used to play hide and seek at that time. We didn't have to worry about nothing. We didn't have to worry about any real peace or any gunman or nothing. We used to shine like deer, and we used to enjoy playing hide and seek. Our neighbor's children used to come over and we used to play with the boys. And we didn't have to worry about nothing. They were so nice. I wish those days would come back. I believe the children
are our future. And here's another child safety tip. Develop a family plan, emphasizing where to meet if one of you is lost when you are away from home. Shopping malls and other well-lit areas are safe places to meet. Teach them their phone numbers and area code. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we close today's program. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings round about JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.